faithfulness is a fruit of the Spirit, is one of the fruits of righteousness, and yes, I'm speaking about our character. The world around us seems to not mind too much if they are faithful or not. But I do believe that most folks probably mean well, but often, if they fail in faithfulness, they take a posture of indifference. For me, I don't believe it. I think most people really do care if they are faithful, and their posture of indifference or deflecting, saying that others do the same thing, is simply a defense mechanism of dealing with the pain. The problem with adopting a posture of indifference and deflecting is, the longer we practice those things, the better we get at doing them. And the better we get at doing them, the more we become indifferent for reals. Indifference seems to easily fall prey to blind loyalty in an effort, maybe, to at least stand for something. But, and you really got to get this, being faithful to God's values does not mean blind loyalty to men. Blind loyalty is not loyalty, no more than peace at any cost is peace. There's another one worthy to say and say again that you would hear and hear again. Being faithful to God's values does not mean blind loyalty to men. Blind loyalty is not loyalty, no more than peace at any cost is peace. I think too many, these days, are more loyal to and in love with their brand, rather than being true to their source. Their brand being their denomination, church leadership, or even political party. Of course, their brand may be their source, and in that case, things are certainly a dead end in the end. Do we think the enemy of our soul cares what we do as long as we are not being faithful to God's values? Alexander the Great said, "I am not afraid of an army of lions led by a sheep. I am afraid of an army of sheep led by a lion." Having the righteous fruit of faithfulness in our lives means we are faithful to the Lion of Judah. We are sheep led by a lion. We cannot be blindly loyal to our church denomination and still be faithful to God. At some point, I guarantee our blind loyalties will cause us to compromise our God values. Being faithful means we are conscious and responsible for our actions, thinking and careful about what we commit to. If we say to ourselves that we are too busy to think about being consciously responsible, remember, if you're too busy, you're the one who said yes. T.D. Jakes said, "It is your life. You are the one writing the composition. And if you don't like the way the script is turning out, through Christ you have the power to change the storyline." Big think about it on that one. Our fully awake, carefully committed faithfulness to God is a testimony to the world which arouses faith in others. It is not always easy to find people who do what they say and say what they do. And if they find they are having trouble being faithful to their commitments, they have learned to promise less and be more committed to the things they're loyal to. It is better to be faithful in a few things than to sound good by promising a lot and failing to follow through. Take the story of faithfulness and loyalty in Luke 19, where the big boss was going on a trip and left money for his servants to invest. When he got back, he asked them how their investing went, and the very first person whose reply is recorded in Scripture said, "He invested the small amount and got back a large amount." To that, the big boss in verse 17 said,
"Well done, good servant, because you were faithful in a very little. Have authority over 10 cities.
God gives increased authority and influence to those who are faithful to His values. Check it out now. Our gifts, don't govern our character. Our righteous character governs the administration of our gifts. Let me say and then say again, so hear, then hear again. Our gifts don't govern our character. Our righteous character governs the administration of our gifts. Among the fruits of the Spirit, as listed in Galatians 5:22-23, faithfulness is very close to God's heart. It speaks of His chesed, His loyalty and commitment to all He says and does, to His love and purposes for the blessing and benefit of His people.
Faithful.
Jesus went to the cross because He was faithful to His word. Jesus rose from the dead because the Father was faithful to resurrect the Son. Jesus is glorified because the Holy Spirit is faithful to point Him out.
Faithful.
The Lord is not God of the final hour. He is always right on time, just as He said. He is faithful, and because He is faithful, we can be faithful to the end and beyond to our last breath. Amen. And think about it.